musicians with the Boston Pops are getting ready for their free performances tonight and tomorrow on the Boston Esplanade. This year, the 4th of July musical celebration will honor American immigrants and will be joined by singer Rita Moreno, among others. Joining us from the Esplanade is Keith Lockhart, who's been conducting the Pops since 1995. And Mr. Lockhart, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to have you.
Oh, my pleasure, Anthony. Good to talk to you.
1995, that's 23 years. Now, have you conducted every 4th of July concert for the past 23 years?
This one will be the 24th in a row.
Wow. Does it ever get old?
But who's counting?
Right.
People ask all the time, of course, and certainly there are parts of it that are routine and you kind of go, oh, that again. But that having been said, it is such a significant event for so many people. It means so much to so many people. And we bring so much variety to the show in terms of who we present with the Boston Pops ultimately, I think it doesn't get old, and I'm still excited to be here.
Well, this year you're going to be joined by Rita Moreno, the Puerto Rican actress and singer who is perhaps best known for her role as Anita in West Side Story. So let's listen to a little bit of...
I like to be in America, okay by me in America, everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
And credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac bloom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
So Rita Moreno there from West Side Story. Keith Lockhart, tell me about why you're choosing to highlight the immigrant experience as part of this performance, this holiday performance.
Well, each year we try to look at some of the profound truths on which this country is born and obviously founded and has prospered. And obviously this year immigration is a big topic. It has been turned into a big partisan topic, and we're not going there. All we want to point out are the words inscribed at the base of the Statue of Liberty, and the fact as we look out onto the sea of faces, these hundreds of thousands of people, that there is virtually no one out there whom is not either an immigrant or a direct descendant of immigrants. And I think it's every now and then it's important for us to be reminded about, sure, it's easy to say America is a great country, but what is it that makes it great?
You know, I was struck by your careful use of language there. You said we're not going to go there. And yet in this day, in this political moment, just by raising the subject of those words inscribed on the Statue of Liberty, don't you feel like you are sort of going there, making a statement?
Well, I would say that if at the point that that the words inscribed at the base of the Statue of Liberty, one of the truly iconic symbols of this country, becomes a partisan statement, then I think there are people who really seriously need to reconsider their thoughts on the subject.
Yeah. Now, you're honoring Leonard Bernstein, who, of course, is the conductor who wrote West Side Story, who was born in Lawrence, has a long association with Massachusetts. Talk about why you're honoring him as well.
Well, Leonard Bernstein is the most influential American classical musician of all time, certainly of the 20th century to date. And he did so much for the world of classical music in the United States as a composer, as a conductor, as a writer for the Broadway stage. And you're right, we have such a special relationship with him. Born in Lawrence, lived in Brookline and Roxbury growing up, went to Boston Latin and to Harvard. And on top of that, his first professional conducting experience was actually on stage, on the podium at the Esplanade with the Boston Pops.
Really? That I didn't know. Fascinating. So another group of musical talented people that you're bringing, the Indigo Girls, are going to be joining you tomorrow. Let's listen to a little bit of them. Here's their well-known song, Closer to Fine.
I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah.
Indigo Girls there. Tell me about what they're bringing to this performance this July 4th holiday.
Well, you know, they're bringing themselves and their incredible music and their kind of their legendary status among a large percentage of our audience. I've worked with the Indigo Girls before, but I've never worked with them with the Boston Pops, so this is a debut for them. I love Closer to Fine, by the way, and you should know that that is also on the program tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Now, of course, the night concludes with a number of American classics, Stars and Stripes Forever, the Star-Spangled Banner, and of course, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. Let's listen to a little bit of that. Who doesn't feel the emotion of that piece? I got to ask you about those cannons. What's it like to conduct around live cannons booming away?
Well, the good thing for us is that the cannons are safely tucked away on the other side of the hat shell, and we can certainly hear them, but they don't have the impact that perhaps they do for the television audience. It's an exciting moment, to be sure, and something that everybody in the audience looks forward to with breathless anticipation. In fact, there's traditionally applause in the beginning of the section of 1812 that leads right up to the first cannon shots.
Right.
Anyway, it's, you know, so far they haven't been aiming at us, and we're grateful for
okay,
that.
Let's hope they continue not to aim at you. But is it tricky at all to get the timing just right, or are they just booming away, or are they really part of your effort to conduct there?
I do not conduct them. We have one of the assistant conductors of the Boston Pops goes off stage and works to give the exact musical cues, along with Peter Fiedler, Arthur Fiedler's son. And those guys work to get the cannons together. The cannons are notated exactly in the score.
Wow.
However, you have to realize that when this piece was premiered, we were dealing with cannons with fuses.
Yeah.
Not electronically ignited
cannons.
So that's
tricky, right.
So I think basically it was always intended to be pretty aleatoric and general in nature. Nonetheless, we try to get them as close to where Tchaikovsky notated them as humanly possible.
Finally, remind us how this piece came to be so associated with the 4th of July.
Well, that's, for better or for worse, that's our fault. In 1974, a little bit concerned about declining attendance down here on the 4th of July, Arthur Fiedler and David Mugar, our local businessman and benefactor, got together and said, what can we do to really put some vigor into this particular show? And apparently, according to David, at any rate, never got to talk to Arthur about it, David said, well, Arthur, what's that piece that has all the cannons and bells and whistles going off? And Fiedler said that's 1812 Overture. And he said, well, why don't you do that at the end of the concert? And the funny thing, of course, it's not only become a staple of our program, but it really has become a staple of Independence Day programs performed throughout the country. As we all know, it has nothing to do in its origin with our Independence Day. It doesn't even have to do with our War of 1812. It has to do with a Russian victory over the French. That having been said, I always tell people, you know, almost all of our traditions and customs as Americans, as a land of people who come from other places, are assimilated traditions. We make them our own, and we make them somehow uniquely American. And I think it's a perfectly appropriate piece to play on the 4th of July for that reason.
All right. Well, that's Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops, joining us from the Esplanade along the Charles River in Boston. Keith Lockhart, thank you so much, and good luck tonight and tomorrow.
Happy 4th, Anthony. Thanks.
Tonight's Pops concert begins at 8 o'clock. Gates open at 5. There are no fireworks tonight, but the big show is tomorrow. Gates open at 9 a.m. The concert begins at 8 p.m., and the big fireworks show gets underway at about 10:30. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna, Chris Siderick, and Paris Alston, with help from Zoe Mitchell, Rachel Paste, and Cassandra Sunt. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. Have a great Independence Day. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.